Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
All right, everybody, good afternoon and welcome to another edition, back and better than ever. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Tampa, Milwaukee, Macon, Georgia, Boulder, Colorado, and Las Vegas. It's on the AMFM Broadcasting Network. Follow me on Twitter at the Ron Kelly Show, and on Facebook, it's the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you so much for joining me, everybody. Glad to have you here on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. It's around 58 degrees, looking very nice today, sunny and quite seasonable. But comes tomorrow, it's going to be cold again. So this up and down weather situation we've been having going on here for the last several months is really wearing me down. All right, once again, thanks so much for joining me, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Tuesday afternoon, it's 3 p.m. You know what time it is. It's time for you to get educated. It's time for you to land here at the land of common sense, right here on the Ron Kelly Show. All right, so it comes as no surprise that President Trump's absurd allegation, and I really mean absurd, that former President Obama wiretapped Trump Tower during the 2016 presidential election, not really refuted by FBI Director James Comey, but had been widely held as baseless anyway by Democrats as well as Republicans. Now, we'll get to all that in a moment, everybody. And I will play you, I have the soundbite of Director Comey testifying on the Hill at the House Intelligence Committee's hearings yesterday. I have the soundbite. We'll play it for you in a second. But, you know, we'll get to all that in just a moment. But some people are, you know, social media has been, has helped many people in many different ways, you know, families gotten back together and finding long lost relatives, et cetera, et cetera. People getting jobs. And even look at Justin Bieber, who through YouTube became a superstar. But there's a downside to social media as well. And, you know, some people measure their worth by how many likes, followers, or responses they get from Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, et cetera. And some people actually go into depression, maybe not a clinical depression, but some people do measure themselves by how many followers they have, how many likes they have, how many responses they get when they post something on Facebook. And I have to tell you that, admittedly, that I too have been affected by social media, but not the way you think. Now, for example, I have 133 followers on Twitter, right? I have 133 followers on Twitter. I follow 198 people, and I have tweeted a total of 1,168 times, which is a pretty good average because you got, 133 followers, and I've tweeted 1,168 times. So that figures to be maybe like a little more than 10 followers per 100 tweets, which is pretty good. Although, I don't have a lot of total followers. Now, but on Facebook now, it's a different story. Facebook, I have more than 5,000 followers, but it's much easier to get followers on Facebook than Twitter. Because Facebook has friends and, you know, everybody who's anybody is on Facebook as opposed to Twitter where you only get 140 characters to say what you need to say. And people are not posting pictures of their wishing each other happy birthday or posting pictures of the latest dinner that they thought looked really good. Not knowing that, you know, all of the food, you see pictures of food, it needs to be lit, lighting. There's photographers who know how to position the food and spray it to make it shine and these type of things. So I guess people are starting to realize, because I haven't seen it that much lately, that their food looks like dog food when they posted pictures on Facebook. In any case, aren't there many – Facebook has – friends. Now, Twitter has followers. And, you know, there aren't many people on Twitter that you know personally. And as I said, you only get 140 characters to make your point. So if you're suffering from Facebook or social media depression because you saw that Kevin Hart, for example, has 32 million followers. Well, he's famous and you're not. You know, now the average Twitter user only has 208 followers. Now, there's a fact book, or some information that you can find on the web in regards to Twitter, for example, and you can find out what the averages are for how many followers the average person has. Now, there's millions of people who don't have any followers at all, you know. So if you have some followers, you're okay. But the moral of the story is that, you know, some people do tie themselves to their Facebook followers or their Facebook likes, Twitter followers, et cetera. And there are some people who feel horrible about themselves because they can't get anybody's attention. So Facebook and Twitter and the social media nonsense has turned us into a nation or world, I should say, of narcissists where, you know, folks are posting and tweeting and posting pictures and it seems like they're desperate for desperate for attention. So in any case, shout out to everybody at AMF and Broadcasting Network. The Ron Kelly Show filters through and goes out all across the United States of America. And Macon, Georgia, will be down there. I'll be down there the 24th of July. Now, I'll be down there talking to some folks about advertising their wares on the Ron Kelly Show. And, you know, we're going to make the rounds in Las Vegas and some of the other places where the Ron Kelly Show airs, and we'll make the rounds and we'll talk to some people and we'll have your people call my people and we'll see if we can drum up some business in the places where the Ron Kelly Show airs, the 10 stations and the 6 cities all across the United States of America. Okay, so here's what Director James Comey said yesterday. I'm going to play the soundbite for you. Got the soundbites all queued up. This is what FBI Director James Comey, who is a holdover from the Obama administration. And there are many folks who say that he was held over because he dropped a bombshell on Hillary Clinton 2 days before the election. I say that Hillary lost because she lost and her message didn't resonate with anybody, or, you know, didn't resonate in the places that she needed it to resonate, because we all know that she did win the election. But her message did not resonate in the areas where it needed to resonate. So I don't believe that the Russians or anyone else caused her to lose. I believe that Hillary Clinton caused herself to lose. But anyway, here's Director James Comey testifying before the House Intelligence Committee about the findings of the Trump nonsensical wiretapping accusation.
Director Comey, I want to begin by attempting to put to rest several claims made by the president about his predecessor, namely that President Obama wiretapped his phones. So that we can be precise, I want to refer you to exactly what the president said and ask you whether there is any truth to it. First, the president claimed, quote, "Terrible. Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism," unquote. Director Comey, was the president's statement that Obama had his wires tapped in Trump Tower a true statement?
With respect to the president's tweets about alleged wiretapping directed at him by the prior administration, I have no information that supports those tweets, and we have looked carefully inside the FBI. The Department of Justice has asked me to share with you that the answer is the same for the Department of Justice and all its components. The department has no information that supports those tweets.
The president accused Mr. Obama and presumably the FBI of engaging in McCarthyism. As you understand the term McCarthyism, do you think President Obama or the FBI was engaged in such conduct?
I'm not going to try and characterize the tweets themselves. All I can tell you is we have no information that supports them.
Were you engaged in McCarthyism, Director Comey?
Try very hard not to engage in any isms of any kind, including McCarthyism.
The president second stated, quote, "Is it legal for a sitting president to be wiretapping a race for president prior to an election?" turned down by a court earlier a new low, unquote. Director Comey, can you answer the president's question? Would it be legal for President Obama to have ordered a wiretap of Donald Trump?
I'm not going to characterize or respond to the tweets themselves. I can tell you in general, as Admiral Rogers and I were just saying, there is a statutory framework in the United States under which courts grant permission for electronic surveillance, either in a criminal case or a national security case, based on a showing of probable cause, carefully overseen. It's a rigorous process that involves all three branches of government, and it's one we've lived with since the late 1970s. That's how it works. So no individual in the United States can direct electronic surveillance of anyone. It has to go through an application process, ask a judge. The judge can then make the order.
So President Obama could not unilaterally order a wiretap of anyone?
No president could.
Interesting. Now, you see that? Now, he abundantly clear, FBI Director Comey made it abundantly clear that Barack Obama, former President Barack Obama, could not even order a wiretap of anyone. You see, here you have Judge Napolitano, who I always respected up to this point, Fox News, Fox legal analyst, Judge Napolitano, who I, you know, would hear him every now and then on some of the radio programs, and I always took him to be an intelligent, you know, someone who's a very smart guy, you know, judge and all. And he, now Judge Napolitano turns around and I don't know what his reasoning was. I have no idea what his reasoning was, but he turned around on a interview on Fox and clearly stated that President Obama did the end around, so to speak, and asked Britain. President Obama asked Great Britain to spy on President, candidate Trump, I should say. Just absolutely ridiculous. Okay, now I have another clip here. I'll play it in just a second. But I need to let you know that this portion of the Ron Kelly Show was brought to you by Media Graphics. And I use, and I'm going to tell you, I use these people. I use Media Graphics. They are poster maker, the lithographer to the Ron Kelly Show. You can, they have smart posters, smart banners, and they also make video and digital displays. Now, you can call Jim. It's 973-777-2202. That's 973-777-2202. And don't worry if you're not anywhere near where they are in Clifton, New Jersey. You can always email them what you want, and they'll get it back to you wherever you are in the continental United States. 973-777-2202, 973-777, 973-777, one too many sevens, 2202. And you can go on the website and you can look at what they have there for you. It's www.mediagraphics.net. That's www.mediagraphics.net. Or you can email them, media55@AOL.com. That's media55@AOL.com. Okay, so Director Comey clearly states that President Obama couldn't even order it, didn't have the power to order anything. Clearly stated that. And we all know that this was a Trumpian, you know, this is a true Trumpian rope-a-dope, you know, duck out the back door move by Trump to get folks to kind of forget about the Russian hacking situation, which is still on the table, according to the House and Senate, still on the table. Now, again, I don't believe for a second that Russia interfered with the election. I don't think that whatever Russia did, if they are guilty, I don't think anything that they did caused Hillary Clinton to lose the election. Hillary Clinton caused Hillary Clinton to lose the election, in my humble opinion. Well, not humble, but my opinion. I believe that Hillary was her own worst enemy because she didn't, her message didn't resonate with folks in those swing states, they'd like to call them, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Florida. She didn't, her and Trump's did. you know. And I just need to say, you know, and everybody, and people need to dial it down a little bit, and I'm the last person to try to defend Donald Trump, but not everybody that voted for Trump is a racist. I think we need to put that baby to bed. Not everybody who voted for Donald Trump is a racist. I think we need to make that abundantly clear. The people wanted change. You know, the folks wanted change. That's what they wanted. They wanted change. They didn't want, you know, there are some who are racist, and you can see in some of the rallies that Trump had leading up to the election, there was some angst against people, non-whites, so to speak. There was some angst against non-whites. But I don't believe everybody who voted for Trump was racist. I don't believe that's true. So Trump, and now Sean Spicer, poor Sean Spicer, he has to go before the press pool every day in the White House briefing room. He has to go in there every day and lie practically about Donald Trump. He's got to protect his man. He serves at the pleasure of the president. So if he says anything that Trump didn't want him to say, he can find himself out of a job. Now, Sean Spicer, and I think I have a soundbite here. Sean Spicer has said that, I mean, just ridiculous, says that these two people, Paul Manafort, who was fired, who was the campaign chairperson, and General Michael Flynn, who wound up being the a high level.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Welcome back.
Really?
Now I can do what I planned to do this morning.
To the Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Oh, boy. You know, I'm not sure. Oh, my God. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. We're on blogtalkradio.com. Today is going to be our last day on Blog Talk Radio. We will no longer be on blogtalkradio.com after today. This will be it. This is the last day because this is just totally ridiculous.